This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
On September 11, 2014, Italian police uncovered what their police chief called the biggest fraud ever carried out in the agricultural and food sector. Almost 500,000 bottles of low-quality wine were found with the prestigious Brunello and Rosso di Montalcino labels and certification. The wine could have sold for almost $6.5 million. The low-quality wine was aged in barrels like the Brunello and could have been difficult to detect. I have Keith Beavers, owner of In Vino, on the line to tell us about what he does to combat intentionally mislabeled wine in his restaurant. Keith, can you tell us how you protect yourself and your customers from wine fraud?
You know, it's not as easy. I'm on my level. I have a small little Italian restaurant in the East Village, and we do some library wines, which means wines that are very old and very expensive. And really all we can do, the best we can do, is trust the people who we're buying it from. There are ways you can look at the bottle once it comes in, against the light for, you know, or anything like that. As far as, like, you know, there's a protocol to, finding out if a wine is flawed or not without even opening it up. But once the wine is opened, then you have to, you kind of have to know. And it's very, for here in New York or here in the States, it's very hard for us to know. That's why it takes people on the other side. For example, the detectives and the people that catch it immediately, it's lucky that they do that, because if that wine would have come onto the market, it would have been a mess. And we would have, I would imagine, if I had fake Brunello di Montalcino or fake Rosso di Montalcino in my restaurant, and I popped a bottle for, let's say, a staff training, or even if I had tasted it before I even bought it, even though it might have been hard to tell, we may not have caught it. So to prevent, you know, fraudulent wine on our side is very hard to do. We hope that people, like what happened in Tuscany, we hope that happens more often and that they catch it before it comes to us.
Mm-hmm. Are certain types of wine more vulnerable to this?
No, I mean, all wines are vulnerable. You know, the wine world is a very interesting place in that the majority of the population wants to learn more and more about wine these days, but, you know, not all, everyone's still learning about wine, especially here in America. You know, we had in the 1970s with Robert Parker and Marvin Schenken doing their thing with, you know, with the point system and everything, really helped America understand wine, helped us appreciate wine more, but it's still very hard to tell sometimes. There's also a big bulk market of what we call plonk wine that's not very, it's industrial, you know, it's made on an industrial level. So quality, that wine is, you know, we really shouldn't even really talk about, but most wines are susceptible, but more than anything, it's the note, that like the prestige, the Bordeaux, Burgundy, Rosso di Montalcino, in Barolo in 1986, there is some winemakers that are putting methanol into the Barolo, or I mean Barbera, just to add more alcohol, and it killed 23 people and blinded a few people as well.
Wow.
And that was a very bad, that was horrible. Actually, it really, really, really hurt the sale of wine from that region. It wasn't until the 1988 vintage that it really kind of fixed everything, because 88, 89, and 90 were some amazing vintages in Barolo. But it usually is targeted by, you know, the higher end is usually targeted. So as far as, like, you know, Napa may be targeted, but not really, but mostly European.
Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't find a lot of counterfeit $1 bills, probably.
No. No, I mean, you're not going to find. I mean, when wine is made on an industrial level, the quality is not as important as the quantity. So you're not really looking to that. When people are investing thousands of dollars in wine, when distributors, when importers are importing wine and giving it to a distributor, which will in turn distribute it through a place like Manhattan, I mean, that's a lot of money changing hands. And often that's where the target is, because the people, the crooks that are doing this know they can make money. And these guys in Montalcino, man, they really did their homework. I mean, they were they got caught, but they, if they would have gotten away with that, it's amazing. They even hacked into the actual agricultural center. And it's amazing what they did.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for spending time with us today, Keith. I've heard great things about your tasty menu, and I hope to come taste it sometime.
It's changing, and we're doing brunch soon, November 27th.
All right, good to know.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Of course.
For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, this is Caitlin Pierce.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.